I'm not a Starfleet commander. Or T.J. Hooker. I don't live on Starship NCC-170. Or own a phaser. I don't know anyone named Bones, Sulu, or Spock. And no, I've never had green alien sex. But I'm sure it'd be quite an evening. I speak English. And French. Not Klingon. I drink Labatt's, not Romulan ale. And when someone says to me, live, lie, and prosper, I seriously mean it when I say get a life. My doctor's name is not McCoy, it's Ginsburg. And tribbles were puppets, not real animals. Puppets! And when I speak, I never ever talk like every word is its own sentence. But I was raised in Montreal.
Hey everybody, it's another Sunday with AUK and Echo Hawk.
Nice.
Yes, indeed. Welcome one, welcome all. Welcome especially you, sir, you at the back in the hat, who's preventing the one behind you from seeing. Not that it particularly matters, it's a radio show. I'm Archange UK, and this is Radio Redux. Hello. I am joined by my co-Sonic Rex staff member, who does so much, we're not sure what it is. That's Echo Hawk, who is currently munching on some Angel Delights, because I'm that kind of fiancé. I made her Angel Delight. Aren't I nice?
Yes.
Actually, Echo's really pleased because we've just come back from my family home where we stayed last two nights, and we brought back my ocarina, my potato ocarina. And rather unsurprisingly, she's really pleased about that fact. She's really pleased about that fact to the point where she's already been practicing with it and is already better after about one song than I ever was. So, yeah, real good stuff there. Anyway, you heard right at the beginning of the show a piece by William Shatner called I Am Canadian. And after that, you heard a request by Strata, which was the Guitar Hero 3 version of Devil Went Down to Georgia. I was also saying to Becky I really need to write down my parody version of that. I've sort of got semi-written.
Who said that?
You said that, actually.
All right, then.
But, well, you said I should write it down.
All right.
But I said, no, that would involve writing down and involve time.
Yes, I know. You're writing things. You have such a stigmata against it.
Stigma, not stigmata. Stigma and stigmata are two very different things.
Are you trying to out-English me?
I'm trying to out-religion you.
Okay, you can do that.
Yes. Anyway, hello to everyone who's in the TSS chat room and everyone who's listening in. Let's go through the usual stuff. Actually, it's a bit less than last time, but some slightly different people.
Well, we're slightly late, so I think that...
No, we're not slightly late.
It's 20 after, and we started about at least 5 minutes late, dude.
And?
Well?
I'm more punctual than most of the DJs in SSR, I'll have you know.
Oh! Yeah, he went there.
I think the last episode of the Sonic Hour is at least a year late at the moment. So there. Anyway, starting from bottom to top, we have Xbox Prower, then Nvidia Turbo, the DJ, Staffs, Bondi, Sonic AD, SJSF, Sherry Fox 04, Ringtail Fox, Nas Prower, K Cabooses. Gabby, Blueblood 95, some geezer, MK, Joshua, and Chanbots. Chanbots is not feeling very well today, incidentally, ladies and gentlemen. Please give a big R for Chanbot.
R?
Yeah, okay. We say a big R in sympathy. Sort of a crowd interaction thing.
An R? What's an R?
R.
Oh, an R.
Yeah, not an R. Chanbot, be a pirate on the seven seas.
I think you have a competitor here.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what Turbo will be saying. Make Turbo walk the plank.
This is turning into a pirate show very quickly, you do that.
No, otherwise I'd be starting with the pirates who don't do anything. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, Echo eats her Angel Delight. What's the score on the Angel Delight, incidentally. Is it okay? Is it nice?
Oh, it's very nice. It's very pink.
It's very pink. That's probably because it's strawberry.
Ooh.
Just the first time I've made Angel Delight ever.
Mm.
On my own.
It's cool.
Oh, dear. I know that's nothing really weird. Although there is a load of Angel Delight sort of dust across the countertop.
I just regret to where it might come from. That's the
Angel only. Angel Delight. I'm sure if you snorted it, it might be. You'd probably wake up in a different time zone anyway. To be honest,
sweet. I'm so doing that later.
Try the butterscotch. Once you try the butterscotch, that's like, I'll get some more Angel Delights now. Anyway. Alright, this show was going to be called the Peace and Quiet Show, but on the basis that the likelihood of me getting peace and quiet ever is relatively low, I decided to call it Angel Delights. I decided to change the name of it to the Angel Delights Show, because, you know, why not? Anyway, hello to everyone in the chat room. Apparently we started off the show so well, people are already convinced the show is going to be fantastic.
Andy. But I could
have... You'd have thought they'd know better by now, really.
I know, I mean, how long have you been doing this?
It's never going to be that good.
How would you stop?
The show will probably be great.
What?
The show will probably be, you know, fantastic and great, but it won't sell as well.
Mm.
It won't sell as well. But people demand a sequel to it, nonetheless.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, the storyline wasn't finished.
The fans are going to whinge about whatever you do. It doesn't matter what you've done, because they've read the book already, and they're always going to have an opinion
There's
on it.
There's a book of us now?
Yeah, you didn't know?
No. Oh, that! Oh, God, yeah. Now, this is the giant tome. Giant concordance, which...
I usually just skip to the end.
Yeah.
Is that wrong?
That's how I know all the comics do.
Oh.
I don't write them myself. I just open up a big book and they're all written there. It's rather nice. Sometimes there's even a little USB key there.
Mm.
And it's already done. It's really nice, isn't it?
When
you kind of think about it. But yes, it's been noticeably quiet, the massive Sonic Rex tome. So there's not been a comic for a while.
Yeah.
It's not exactly my fault. Anyway, lots to chat about today. Such as it's DC's birthday today.
It is
very very unbirthday to everyone else except DC.
I'm sure there are other people who share his birthday.
I'm sure there are many famous people who share DC's birthday. Let's find out whose birthday is today. Is it your birthday? Let's have a look on. There's MBC. Who else's birthday is today? It's Sega Master's birthday. He's 22. Congratulations, Sega Master.
Woot.
Woot indeed. That means anybody on the Eon board. That would be spooky.
Yeah.
In a sort of bizarre way. Nope, nobody's birthday on Eon. Sonic. Congratulations to Sonic Pezon. Sonic Pezon, who is the current... newest member of Eon. We've got 140 members now. That's quite nice.
But how many of
it
them
grows.
Participate?
How many of them participate? Mm-hmm. Including you?
Shut up.
Yeah.
I haven't had time. I've been very, very busy.
Sleeping.
Oh, no. There is more to my life than sleeping, I assure you.
Napping.
No. No.
Anyway, it started so fantastically well.
Fire in the hole.
Maybe it's time to call the man in white coats Mr. Eva. I don't know who he is.
That's the insanity.
Turbo, I was kind of being jokey. Hello. Don't worry about it. For God's sake.
Aww.
Anyway, I hurt his feelings.
Aww, you know, he's gonna well up and cry.
After I said really nice things about him and the SSR staff.
I know!
No, you don't know at all! You're not in the SSR staff forum, but I'd
like to
nice.
Think I'm clairvoyant.
For all those who, obviously, who aren't staff and aren't able to get into the staff section, I consider Turbo Show, Turbo Drive Live, to be the backbone of SSR. As a station radio network. So make sure you tune in to Turbo Drive Live whenever and wherever it is on. Okay? Do as I say, not as I do.
Mm.
Welcome to Fire in the Hole, incidentally, and the weird person. Oh, the weird person was Fire in the Hole. Okay. Whatever. Anyway. If you hear any random noises, that's the people outside. By the way, so
Some stray pigeons.
And some stray pigeons.
But, yeah, you can hear them coming, yeah.
Are you sure it's not just generic birds?
No, generic birds would make other noises.
Let's see. Anyway, whatever. Gavin had problems with the feed, which is slightly unfortunate for him. So, I mean, we've been up to all sorts this week. Really have been up to all sorts this week. For a start, well, I told you all about what's been the weekend, but we met up with somebody before that, didn't we?
Well, we wrapped up the weekend, or the weekend, yeah. On Monday, I was spending time. You were working. I was spending time with Ben, and we went and saw all the kind of various things around London, which is kind of interesting, considering on a spontaneous note, we went and saw the changing of the guard while we had lunch, so that's all good and fun. But actually, on Thursday, it was that we had a very special kind of little visit from the infamous T-Bird, who flew in and was discussing very high over your head things of astro-nuclear physics or whatever it is all now. And generally, yeah, me and him just hung out for 2 hours in the bottom of a train stop for 2 hours, chatting straight. I mean, there was like no breathing involved. It was pretty interesting.
Meanwhile, speaking of no breathing, I was meanwhile trying to finish off work and then just travel 2 train stops on the underground. That would be on the slightly messed up London Underground.
Well, that was the day they had to have a strike.
Yes. Also, of course, it was the time that everyone else was trying to go home in the world.
That's true.
Of London. So that was slightly nice. So, but we eventually made that map with T-Bird, and we talked all sorts of things, like AT fields and boson particles and pairs. You know, all sorts of very important things.
Very important things.
Anyway, you can, of course, if you're listening into the show, interact with the show. We want to hear from you if you're in the TSS chat room. That is java.surrealchat.net/chat/stadium. You probably have to do some other things as well, but I don't know about those, so I'm not going to go into them. you can message us, which is just messaging me on there. I'll change UK in square brackets SSR. Very easy to spot, no problem. If you message me, I will answer any questions you have or what have you. Another person who has done that, for instance, is Vija, who says, hey there, you got me in a sci-fi mood now after the William Shatner at the beginning. Do you think you could play Star Trek in by the Firm? I don't see why not. In fact, we might as well play that on the next music break coming up. You can also send in your questions to radioredux@sonicrex.com. I will get those. And also, probably the preferred route is if you log on to Inferial Online, which is the Sonic Rex message board, which you can get to by simply going sonicrex.com/board. And yeah, basically we'll look into anything you have on there. There's a listener request for it in the Radio Redux section, and also a Q&A UK section, whereby you can put your actual questions and stuff. We have a couple of little things. You're going to regale us with a tune?
Maybe in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not
very good at it.
You're not very good. Actually, can you try and do a Pona song?
You want a Pona song?
I want a Pona song, because
It's a long one.
You can start it, because that'll Segan very well to the song that I'll put use first.
Alright, me versus the rest of existence.
Okay.
Alright, let's see if I can get this.
Yeah, I'll just move the mic a bit closer. Full echo hawkness.
Alright, he's assuming I'm really good at this, but I'm terrible, but alright. Whoops, wrong one. I can't hit that note, this is wrong! I'm done, I can get like a break. I can start it. I can't fit. I got this part.
Yeah. Not many people know that Epona's song did actually have words to it.
I didn't know it had words.
You didn't know it had words to it? Well, it did. It appeared in the Rearranged album. There was a version of the Epona's song with words.
which is basically along the lines of Epona, Epona, I love you, you're fantastic, you're a horse, let's ride. So we're going to have that now, and then we're going to have Star Trekking by the Firm.
Yeah.
Because, well, Vija wanted it. And then we're going to have Event Confirming the Future from Sonic 06.
Which I'm readily getting fed up with.
Yeah, because you're playing 06 at the moment, aren't you? Are you playing it on your account?
Why?
Because if you're playing it on my account, that might be why things go missing.
No, that wasn't the reason why. I'm playing it online. It was just a save error. Something from Unleashed would be nice. Ooh. That's a good one.
We're going to have Endless Possibility as well, which is a request. If I find the full forum, it's a request from BlueBlur95 who's listening in. That's very nice.
It's not my fault for anything. That's a partial cover on one of the smallest holes.
Blake's not doing stuff.
Blake being useless? My god. Besides beating the crap out of you, what else does he have to do in life? What a pain in the ass.
Blake couldn't beat me up, you know full well.
Not it physically, but he still likes to make things go splody.
Anyway, so we've got from the Awkward Time Rearranged album. Oops. We have Epona no Uta.
Mm-hmm.
Firm Star Trekking from Sonic 06, Event Confirming the Future, and from Sonic Unleashed, Jarrett Reddick with Endless Possibility. It's the long version. Okay, we'll be back afterwards. Please feel free to get your questions in. I've got quite a few questions to look into, so get them in. We'll see you in quite a long time, actually. It's quite a big music break, but we'll be back later on. See ya.
as we know it. It's alive, Jim, but not as we know it. Not as we know it. Come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, shoot to kill. We come in peace, shoot to kill, shoot to kill, man.
It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead, Jim. It's worse than that, he's dead, Jim, dead, Jim, dead.
Well, it's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, not as we know it. It's life, Jim, but not as we know it, not as we know it, Captain.
Yeah, Klingons on the starboard bow, starboard bow.
Hey, this is Bentley Jones, and you're listening to Archangel UK here on Radio Redux.
Radio Redux. Listener request.
Go! I'm Jake the Big Diddle Diddle Diddle, with my extra leg Diddle Diddle Diddle. Wherever I go through rain and snow, the people always let me know. There's Jake the Big Diddle Diddle Diddle, with his extra leg Diddle Diddle Diddle. The day that I was
go then. With a bit of Jake the Peg there as well, for reasons that, well, basically Gabby in the chat was saying, we need some Rolf Harris. He actually meant the Court of King Caractacus, apparently, but I didn't have that to hand. So we just seed some Rolf Harris into the middle and there's possibilities. Well, I think it was a pretty good mashup myself. Actually, we were playing during the break with the Orc Arena, Echo was getting slightly worried, basically, because I seem to have got it into my head now that I could probably do the World Adventure theme, or I could figure out the notation for World Adventure theme on the Orc Arena. I was messing about with it, and I was going along with Endless Possibility at one point, and it was moderately convincing.
But
I'd need music in the background to be able to do it, though.
No.
Oh, let's try. Let's see if you can try to do World Adventure. Go on. The World Adventure. What's the thing? I don't have the World Adventure on there.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, it's not there, though.
Well, it's not under that, that whale looks extremely pissed.
What?
The whale looks extremely pissed.
I see. The whale looks extremely pissed, kids.
Esther.
There we go.
Wait for the good part. The good part.
I need to work on that pretty majorly, but I reckon it's possible. See, now, when I was doing that during the break, it sounded much better.
Of course, when nobody's looking and you're not actually trying.
No, Endless Possibilities sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
There was one bit of Endless Possibilities that, like, actually... I actually nailed, pretty much.
Seemed like a pretty spot.
I'm going to see if I can work on Ocarina notation. Because, you know, that's exactly what I need to do, is to take up my time with trying to write music for an ocarina.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Vija says crack being formed in the fabric of the universe.
By what? I'm not sure.
Me.
Why?
That's why.
Weirdo.
Fail. Yes, weirdo. Fail.
Yeah, no.
Gabby asks via Twitter. Has Echo Hawk calmed down since TF2? Wasn't this pleased?
No, because Blake's a pain in the ass to play with.
Ah.
This is really not funny. Well, now drink a glass of water and say the alphabet. Ready?
No.
Now listen here, little girl.
Violence. Violence, manhandling.
My ventriloquist act is over. My career is over.
I am not.
You ruined the magic.
I ruined the magic. What anyway. Magic? It's all a lie.
It's all a lie. Oh, yeah. I see. Anyway. It's the pie reference to you. Hey, let's try that again. Hang on.
Say
medic. That's not that bad.
Shut up. That's what he sounds like.
Medic impressions is excellent. I like pirate impressions. Well, my impression of the pirate is like burn.
See, that's
burn,
just even more.
Die. Everyone, die.
That's
burn.
More proof that you think it's a female. For whatever reason.
Yes, we do. We do think it's a female. Let's try that one.
No.
All of a sudden, the show's got about 25% better.
I'm going to beat you.
See? Abuse. Spousal abuse. You heard it here first.
You knew this day would come.
I'd like to have it on record. The threats were issued at 1953. On Sunday the 14th.
You know we haven't answered any questions yet.
We haven't yet, which is what I was trying to get to, actually.
Well, stop trying to strangle me and get to it, then.
I wasn't strangling you. I was merely putting my hand across your mouth to shut the hell up.
See, I said ass and he says hell. You see how viable the show is? That we impress people. We impress upon the young impressionable minds.
You're a sad, strange little woman. And you have my pity. You have my pity anyway, because you think I'm relatively good. Right, Taliku says...
Hi.
To AUK, what's your favourite war that England participated in? This also includes the War of 1812,
which
you
missed.
I believe that was...
At least it's not the bloody Hundred Years' War, which apparently was over 100 years long. Which doesn't make a lick of sense.
Yeah, well, what was that?
It's my bird calls. I'm working on.
What type of bird is that?
Actually,
like a really sick one, I tell you.
Actually, no, I'm trying to think. I know it is a bird, but there's probably nothing local, I'm certain.
Dang. I see.
No, that's not...
That's jamster. I'm trying to download this song, which is now...
Why are you trying to download a song? You was just asking about a Ruddy War.
I know, but there's a song which is really good.
Hi, can it can wait?
No. It needs to be needs to happen now, right now. Otherwise, nothing will happen. that wasn't us.
No, they probably
damn it. Why can't I find this now? Should we just do a free-form interlude while I try and find this song?
No, well, I could try, but I don't think they'd be very impressed somehow. I'm trying to figure it out. No, I'm not going to do it.
That was really good.
No,
that was really good. You should practice that all Queen of More. That sounded very realistic.
Oh, God.
Damn it.
What? Did you get it yet?
Is there players? No, I can't find it. Damn it, damn, blast Chaos Emerald. Right, anyway, never mind that.
Shit. I screwed it up. Look what you made me do. Now just pick a Ruddy War.
The War of Your Mama.
Nice.
Yeah. Despite that, as did everybody. Woohoo! Did you know that Crush 40 did a version of the American National Anthem? No.
I didn't know either.
That doesn't surprise me. I know...
Has he looked that up as well?
No.
No, I don't know.
I know that Brian May did the version of God Save the Queen live. Which was pretty cool. He says, flicking to it, like, now. Actually, which was the Golden Jubilee, I think it was, a few years back, and that was Brian May from Queen on the roof of Buckingham Palace playing God Save the Queen and the Guitar. Echo fails in it because she doesn't know who Brian May is.
Bite me. You do it, I swear, so help me. No.
Yes, indeed. But apparently Sons of Angels did... one. I've no idea how or why or what have you. I really did it. So. If anyone's got The War of 1812 by the Arrogant Worms, could they please send me a link to it, please? Because I'd like that one slightly more, I have to say.
What mouse is going with?
Well, you just have to rub the lens to clear it up. For whatever reason, it just gets finicky.
That's more like it.
Told you.
Yeah. Basically, where are we? Questions. Questions and answers, answer some questions to some random mutterances.
Yep.
To AK, why don't you and DC call DC and arrange a show? I still can't do a call-in show, guys, so it'd be kind of pointless. And to be honest, I think he's often doing work and stuff on Sunday.
He's cooking most of the time.
He's cooking. He's cooking on gas. He is cooking Mama. Actually, that's a good point. A Secret of the Universe number 804/B. DC is in fact cooking Mama. Oh yeah.
Oh Jesus. Well, that explains a lot.
That does explain a lot, actually.
I'm okay with it though. I can have him in my pocket and take him wherever I need to because I took that game from work. Like what? 3 years ago. Why? Because I couldn't be asked to pay. I'm so evil.
What is your favourite war? Why is he Metallica and Wars? I don't know. The war. Let's see. Favourite war.
You have favourite wars? You like people dead? I like the war. I like the Cold War. Nobody died. Well, people died in it because they were stupid. But...
My favourite war is the Song War.
You mean Battle of the Bands?
No, War by Edwin Starr.
So, you're going to answer another question with...
War? No, I'm not going to. I'm just checking where it was.
With an audio file.
But, war. Good God, y'all.
Y'all. You can't do a y'all. No. Just,
I just did.
No. Just no.
I said war! Good God, y'all. What is it good for? Absolutely nothing.
Englishmen should never say y'all. I'll tell you that right now. For free.
You know, they were saying in the chat room that the show was 75% best.
I know. They don't want me here. I get it. I'll just go downstairs and cry to myself.
What's this?
It's a fist.
It's a fist. Well, shut the hell up!
Yeah, no. Next show, I'm just going to go downstairs and cry. How about that? That's what you all want? That's what you're getting. Listener request right there, baby.
Listener request, Echo cries. Echo cries. Echo cries to the tune of, you missed.
I wasn't aiming for you!
Then why'd you try to flick my ear?
No, I flicked the air next to your ear, you idiot.
What's the point of that? The air doesn't feel pain. World's smallest violin.
Q. Never mind.
Worst chow sound ever.
It's not a chow sound.
I'm sorry, I did that wrong. It should be worst chow sound ever.
QQ, it's a sound of crying on a computer or something.
QQ.
It's a wow reference, no, dear not, Jesus
it's
Christ.
That's a Space Invaders noise.
No, that's cue. And you hear that? Just get back on track, my God.
Don't throw your songbook at me.
Your songbook? I'm just utilizing it to my own personal devices. I'm going to go hang out...
Ladies and gentlemen, the room is filled with fail at the moment.
I'm going to go hang out at the subway and play Ready songs until people throw money at me, okay? That's what your show will be like. How about that?
Good. When you come back with loads of coin welts on you and marks on your face and hands and arms, although it's all gone... Actually, that'd be really good. It's like... I have a musical instrument, but I'm not very good.
Right.
Just get to you. So I could like ruin your journey, or you could just like pay me like half the money you might have given me.
Now, no.
And then you might just stay quiet.
No, I do not give you.
Anyway, questions.
You give me everything. No. What about favorite war? Screw this. This is just like
favorite war. I just said War by Edwin Starr.
I don't like wars, war, any... Well, maybe the World of Warcraft. Okay, that's my favorite war. It's... You had to... You started it. Did you stop? I forgot to steal that thing.
There we go.
It's...
I win.
Yeah. Till next week.
Till next week. I'll get... I'll get you next time, AUK. Next time.
Doesn't everybody know? Probably worse than anybody.
Does that make Frost Mad Cat?
That wouldn't surprise me so much.
You do have that big metal gauntlet that you wear on your right fist. Anyway. So, Echo, which side of the Civil War would you choose to be on if you were born in the 19th century?
Well, frankly put, Kentucky was a neutral state. I probably would have been a Yank, a Northerner, and everything in between there, but... Yeah.
Well, no. You'd have been a woman in the 19th century, and therefore you'd have been deemed...
Not
to stay
fit
out,
for battle.
Not fit about to stay out of it.
No, you could have been a medic if you were female.
Medic! Oh, sorry. There we go. It's uncanny, isn't it? Wait a minute, I'm trying to...
No! I am not... I'm going to beat you for a while. That'll be the rest of the show.
Mm-hmm. Would you... would you prefer your martinis shaken, not stirred?
Sure, why not?
Or would you prefer them stirred, not shaken?
You know what? I'd prefer a martini any day, just for that.
Have you ever drunk a martini?
Yes.
You're searching there, and you're not looking particularly confident. I have to say.
Well, I
don't think I've ever drunk a martini.
No, I had a margarita, though. Which is...
That's slightly different. Ladies and gentlemen, a margarita is a martini, apparently.
No, I did not say that!
You shrugged as if to say, well, whatever.
I shrug as though I care about this much because all alcohol goes in the same way, goes out the same way, and has similar effect.
What would be the type of animal that Aphrodite / Venus... What?
She was a something girl.
Yeah. This question's a bit weird, but what would be the type of animal that Aphrodite / Venus... would be if she was a insert animal name here girl. So basically, if the goddess Aphrodite or Aphrodite or / Venus, also known as Venus, was a anthropomorph, basically, what type of animal would she be? It's an interesting question.
Well, I don't know why it's directed towards me specifically.
Because you're the anthropomorph loving furry. Not Ruby's not really a furry.
That's a really... That's a great way of just dismissing things.
Why do you have a sad face on your jeans? You've got an eye there, and a... That's weird! There is a weird, sad, smiley face on Echo's jeans that's randomly appeared.
My clothing is an echo of my past lives or something. But now,
Your past selves were reincarnated as your current selves genes.
Yeah, why not? Is there a problem with that? Nah, if Aphrodite / Venus was an animal, I'd probably be... I'm just picking an animal that comes to mind. I went with peacock. So, go with that.
A peacock. Could be a peacock girl.
A peahen, probably.
Exactly, I was going to say more likely to be a peahen.
Yeah.
So there you go. The goddess Aphrodite is now peeing.
There you go. All right, then.
Why not? Joiner Sonic Fan says, I told you I found Echo Road. Why didn't you believe me? Because I can't remember you asking me the first time.
XP.
Yeah. Joiner also says, she can keep it if she wants.
Aww.
Not the entire road?
Really?
Fantastic!
Awesome!
Awesome! Well, that's our funding. Can we just sell the entire street for development? Fantastic.
That's great.
Could you imagine the size of the KFC you could have?
Why do you insist?
Muchos KFC!
You assume I speak Spanish and I really, really like KFC.
You live in Kentucky. You're kind of in the sort of the hometown.
I'm gonna file you for prejudice based on location. I'm not sure what that's called, but I'll go with it.
Dark Gun says, I am at Walmart almost every day.
Woo!
Or at least under regular circumstances. Echo, will you miss this massive superstore chain now that you're in the UK? I remember a while back asking if there was a Wally World over there, and apparently they bought out some company, but still. Yeah, because Asda are owned by Walmart.
Eh?
Asda are owned by Walmart. I've only said this to you a billion times.
Oh. I've been counting. You can do that now.
Well, forget easy peasy.
Well, it's not that I'll... Stop! Don't take it!
Give me the ocarina. Stop fiddling with the ocarina.
I want to fumble it.
You can fiddle with my ocarina some other time, frankly. Okay?
He's mean to me. No, but I won't really miss it, per
He's
se.
He's mean to me.
Shush, or I'll beat you. Sister,
I am now the kid.
But, I don't know. I won't really miss it that much. There's a lot of things I won't really miss. But everybody's always worried, are you going to be okay? Are you going to adapt? The best part about England is it's still an English-speaking country, even if they are slightly weird about it and have slightly different words. Stop blowing on it, or I'm going to... You know, I don't do this crap when you're talking. Exactly. You're really good at this. It's just, yeah. It's fine. I'm doing fine. Everybody should know I'm doing fine. There should be some nice things going around. I don't know what else to say. If you're really, really worried about me, I now have and actively more or less participate on Twitter and Facebook. I'll probably put those links in Eon sometime when I actually can get to Eon. And various other bits and bobs, but yeah.
Well, it's easy peasy to say. If you want to follow me, it's Sonic Rex on Twitter. If you want to follow Echo, it's Echo Hawk on Twitter. There we go.
Pretty much. That was interesting.
What would be your ninja weapon of choice?
My ninja weapon of choice would probably always be a shuriken. It will
one.
Just one. That's all you need. Oh, yes. That's just it. Unless you're really cheap ass, then you can get some blinding powder. It's all good. Put the two
together. Can I just have a big sword?
Not very ninja-like. You do realize that.
Need to be a very good ninja if you had a sword that was massive enough. You can stand in China and prod them in Japan and kill them. That's how big it is. That's what we're talking about. Final Fantasy.
Final
Fantasy style size sword we're talking. The one you could barely move.
You're doing the JRP thing. And yeah, big sword.
Zombies have risen from the dead. What do you do?
Maybe it would be friends with me.
I say we trap them and make a theme park.
Well, you could make them, chase some living piece of meat or something on a treadmill and then generate the world's electricity without ever stopping until they degrade and fall apart.
And they could be used as some sort of...
saved the energy crisis!
Then they could be some sort of... the degraded remains could be used as pulp and some sort of biofuel.
Could,
Or alternatively, they could be used as a really cracking fertilizer.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Solve the world's problems with zombies.
How much closer are we to finding out the exact location of SOS-09? The exact location of SOS-09 has been an absolute nightmare. However, the exact location of SOS-09 is hopefully going to be finalised this week. Hopefully. High up people have to sign documents.
And we all know how Sega likes to put things off.
But basically, this week, my aim this week is to just yell at people until stuff's done.
Woohoo! It works, actually. You'd be surprised.
Well, no, it might be incredibly popular. Because there's no question, I'm going to ignore that. Reed Recker, what's your favourite race on World of Warcraft? Because you're a cow, aren't you? You're a cow woman.
That is correct. I am a Tauren. I adore the Tauren because they're actually supposed to be peace-loving and all this other stuff. And it was if it was an actual role-playing server. And, the real reason behind it, it's the tallest race in the game besides the trolls, but they're always hunched over and I don't like trolls. and I had to play Horde because my brother was like, oh, we got this game for Christmas, yay, now make a character. I'm like, okay, sure.
So it's your brother's fault you're in World of Warcraft.
Actually, that's the whole truth. He got it for he got it for Christmas a couple of years back. And my parents regret that decision ever since.
Dave, you're gonna pay, son.
But yeah, the Tauren are hands down my favorite race. I really wish they had more. They actually have the least classes available to them, which is a damn shame. So, but yes.
AK fails at saying y'all.
Yep.
Hey y'all, hey y'all. Welcome to the
greatest storm. You gotta do the whole thing.
Yeah, but I'm just gonna leave the.
You totally killed it. Uh-oh.
There we go. We're back. There we go. I accidentally closed Winamp trying to get rid of stuff. Yeah, sorry about that. Whoops. See, I did leave them waiting much too long then, you see? It was very clever.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, T-Bird's joined, so T-Bird's here to do T-Birdy things.
T-Bird.
Whatever.
Rock on.
Rock on the birds. Bring on the birds. Birds. Birds.
Birds the word.
Oh, don't start me on that. Cause Martin at work was doing that. Oh, and he posted up a thing.
Dear.
I penalised him.
Penalised.
I invoked a punishment, was to tear down his sign from the staff board before he entered the canteen, which actually said, did you know that the bird is the word? And I actually tore it down and I took a photo of it and said, this is punishment for you giving me very little time to do this report. Be quick, be a bit more punctual next time.
Targ bird.
It was like, that's your punishment.
Alright, what's the next one?
Bird, bird, bird.
See, now you're doing it!
Bird, bird, bird is the word. Well, did you know about the word?
What's the next question?
The bird is the word.
What's
I don't know!
Well, then, what did you
do? Science! You. What's your favourite level from Sonic and the Black Knight? You've not played it, have you?
I have not, no, unfortunately.
It's the start screen.
The start screen.
The start screen, because that means she's able to play it.
Yeah, I haven't played Unleashed either.
Where's the most exotic place you've been on holiday? Brighton?
Brighton? Lol.
For you, probably?
Yeah, where that manta ray whacked you with some water, that was
great. Yeah, it was fun.
Probably Japan, really. But even then, that wasn't really a proper vacation, so probably it would be Brighton, actually.
How, free for me?
Mm-hmm.
Have you bought / played The Sims 3? Nope.
Nope, but Blake does.
If Fang the Sniper, alternatively Knack the Weasel, were to appear in a new Sonic game, what role would he serve? Mid-boss. He was mid-boss last time, and he should be mid-boss again. He'd be a... It'd be a great little character just to really annoy... to really annoy and pester you, and to basically cause things to happen. It'd be a... I think it would be more stories. It'd be story, little sort of storyline-esque. Question three. Have you read/heard, whatever, about issue 200 of the Archie Sonic comic? If so, what did you think of it? Blue Blur says, sorry for making everyone hungry with the muffins last week. I don't know if you can hear that. I actually have a copy of a 200 with me, which Echo's now looking at in sort of greedy eyes. Not gumball eyes, it has to be said, but greedy eyes nonetheless. So I think it actually worked. I know a lot of people sort of have issue with it, but I think having it go down the way it did made sense in the grander story. And I look forward to seeing where they go. Excuse me, just got to get the microphone back up it. There we go. Hi. You can hear me again now, a bit more properly. Probably a bit more loudly. Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see where we go with this as a result. Don't Say Chalk says, hi, I'm back from Hawaii. Did you miss me?
I didn't realise she was gone. No, that'd be a terrible thing to say.
Yes, we did.
Of course we did.
In fact, we sent out search parties and wrote your name on the moon.
Is that so?
Yes.
I don't remember the moon bit.
That's probably why we're in such financial trouble.
Ah, that would make sense.
Yeah. Have you had you ever thought of going to Hawaii? Well, yes, that's right. It's Hawaii.
There's a volcano with my name on it now.
Yes, Mount Ekohokius.
Well, why the hell not?
Well, which is worse, getting sunburned or having to listen to Mario music? Sunburned.
Yeah, sunburned.
I mean, nothing particularly wrong with Mario music.
I hate the heathen music, but sunburned.
Nothing wrong with Mario music.
I'm just messing with it. I put on this little gesture that I really, really hate Mario, but quietly, I'm okay with it. I'm not overly, like, geeky fanboyish about it, but it's like, eh, it's okay. But yeah, as a matter of fact, I was actually kind of nervous because I didn't. The way my hair is parted, you can get sunburned right on the scalp, and I absolutely hate that more than anything else that I could do to myself. And
that was a pretty thorough answer, actually, I would say. There we go, Darkness Hedgehog. Did you know that Metal Sonic is in Mario and Sonic Winter Olympics?
No,
I think that might be to me saying, did I know that that Metal Sonic was going to be in? Huh. And of course the answer is yes, I did know.
Well, you know everything.
Not everything. For example, I don't know what's taking SOJ so long with approving Sonic City.
Oh, that's true.
I could hazard a guess. It'd probably get me fired, but I'd hazard a guess. But yes, I did know that Metal Sonic is in Mario and Sonic at the Winter Olympics. Likewise, I knew that Donkey Kong... Actually, it was quite fun to see the early... version of the trailer that was released at E3, because obviously DK was actually one of the last things to get rendered and signed off. And I can't see Donkey Kong doing all that stuff, but it was in sort of temporary with sort of no hair and just
right.
Doing all that stuff before it was sort of properly rendered. But yes, I know all about Mario and Sonic. Sorry, I've just tried to slice my elbow off. Yes, in fact, I need to... Ooh, crumbs. I need to do that really, really early tomorrow morning then, because there was something I needed to do.
All right, I'll remind you.
With regards to Mario Sonic, and something quite cool, well, I think it's quite cool for you guys, in terms of a little interaction. It's not really community, but sort of... Although general sort of fans would dig it a bit more, and they're sort of umming and ahhing about it.
It's
the situation is that I've been asked whether or not I think I could do anything with it, and I kind of think that it deserves to be in it. So I need to just say no, I want those, I can do something with those, anything at all with those, and that'd be really cool. Okay, I think that's it, actually. Oh, no, sharks or dolphins? Echo?
Dolphins.
I have a Miami Dolphins jersey, so...
As in Echo the Ruddy Dolphin. Hello.
Yeah. Strauss says, hey, okay, just one question this time. What is your opinion of Ronaldo being sold to Real Madrid for £80 million? Goodbye.
I think it's hey, goodbye. Not whatever the hell that was that you did.
I don't care. I did Hey Jude as opposed to the other one.
Oh, right.
That was very English what you did just there.
What, right?
Right. It was quite all of a sudden you sort of went into Beatles there. Quite nicely. No, God help us. We all live in a yellow submarine.
If only.
We're all sailing, tails of submarine. Tails of submarine. Submarine. We're all sailing, tails of submarine. Which is normally called the Sea Fox. Fire in the Hole says, am I bored?
Probably.
Yes. Question 2, do I have a cheese sandwich?
Probably.
Not anymore.
Probably.
I need to replace my hedgehog. Can you find me a good hedgehog replacement center in Vancouver? For me. For me, this is specifically for me. Yes. I could. But I'm not going to.
Oh! No.
Question 4. Can I have a pickle and egg sandwich? This is to you.
You know, I could tell you a long, lengthy, hearty story about sandwiches, but then you all might get bored. To which point, I will sum up appropriately. No, I'm not making a damn sandwich for anyone else, okay? That's just
but it. For anyone else, that kind of implies that you did for somebody.
Yeah, for myself and those that I care to make them for, who are highly privileged and lucky and like my sandwiches and don't complain about how much mayonnaise I put on them or whatever the hell I put on them. I can't be turned English, you'll see.
Yes, Blue Blur says that AK is turning Echo English.
It'll never happen, man. Not while I've got the pride of America burning deep within my veins.
You mean, well, America still has pride?
Yeah, it does. Financial crisis pride, but pride.
We screwed the world!
Woohoo! And we're proud of it.
We're proud of it. You need us! Nope. Not anymore.
Nice.
Firing the horses. I think I know of a Mount Archangel UK is in Hawaii.
Yeah. They like you. They don't like me.
Vija throws up at patriotism, which I think he means is patriotism.
Patriotism.
Patriotism. Actually, that's patriotism, which is a allergy where you are constantly wanting to stroke rodents.
Interesting.
Patriotism. Think about it, you'll get it. Anyway, that's pretty much the end of the show now, I think.
Yeah, pretty much.
So let's go through and just grab some more music. I do want to go and visit the request thread, because although the requests in there are slightly bizarre, I like Fire in the Holes one. Love Launch Base Zone Act 1. I like that very much indeed.
Fire in the Hole, what a name.
Fire in the Hole!
Four.
From Sonic 3 and Knuckles. Well, I've got the Sonic and Knuckles version there. What else can we have?
Is there really that big of a difference? Just sheer curiosity?
Oh, what's the matter? That's the same from the Sonic remix album. Let's have Miracle Blue Little Planet. So that's two songs to round off our day. We'll be back next week, presumably.
Well, one of us will be. The other will have to fight to the death in a pit of snakes.
Versus who?
A mongoose,
I see.
Wouldn't it be easier to
let the mongoose win? Well, the mongoose take out the snakes, and when it's taking out the last one, just
pop it on
there.
But they're all rabid and generally annoyed, so, and you're wearing...
Well, the snakes or the mongoose?
All of it, just, yeah.
Well, even the sand that you're standing on is rabid. Rabid sand.
Yeah, and you're coated in, like, butter.
See, is that proper butter, or is that I can't believe it's not butter?
I'm not actually sure. They didn't tell me that in the...
I'm assuming you signed up for a form for this.
Probably.
So you're not even sure?
Nope.
I'd look at the times, because, you know, if you're not sure when... If you're going to do this thing, it's fine. I'll support you on it, because I'm that kind of loving fiancé. However, you know, we need to know, like, where you're going, you know, where's the best route, you know, if there's engineering works on the railway lines, you know, at that time it's going to cause problems, you know. Anyway, that's enough for today. I've been Archangel UK. This has been Echo Hawk.
Yes. More quiet for everyone else's satisfaction.
And this has been Ray Reux, and we will see you next week. Or I will, and she's going to be beaten up by mongoose, apparently.
And yeah. Snake friends.
Yeah, well. Bye for now.
See ya.